from KQED.
Chances are you've never seen California's largest inland body of water, and future generations may not see it at all. The Salton Sea is a vast expanse of saltwater in the desert northeast of San Diego. It was created by an epic flood in 1905. Today, it's in trouble, a victim of Southern California's endless quest for water. For our Climate Watch project, Sam Harnett reports that recent deals to transfer water to thirsty cities in the Southland could be the demise of the Salton Sea and threaten the health of those who live nearby.
When Norm Niver came to the Salton Sea in the 1960s, it was a booming resort spot. New housing developments lined the shore, and celebrities lounged on the beaches. At night, Niver played music at bars and clubs. During the day, he fished.
The fishing was unbelievable. Corvina, which are white sea bass, I mean, you could catch 20 of them anywhere from 8 to 20 pounds a day.
Now the valley is a center for agriculture. All the sport fish have died out. Many of the houses are vacant, and the sea is rapidly shrinking.
I've seen it in its good days, I've seen it in its bad days, and I've watched it being taken away from us because of the population growth on the whole south coastal area of Southern California.
The sea was once part of the Colorado River Delta. It covers 376 square miles of desert, but only reaches a depth of 50 feet. It is one of Southern California's few remaining waterways for migratory birds. And without a steady flow of water, it will dry up in a matter of years. Michael Cohen is a senior research associate at the Pacific Institute. He says losing the sea will cause massive bird die-offs and turn the area into a dust bowl.
Some of this dust can blow miles and miles, scores of miles or even more.
As the water recedes, it exposes miles of toxic seabed with pollutants from over 100 years of agricultural runoff. A breeze of just 5 to 10 miles an hour, and that toxic dust becomes airborne. Imperial County already has the highest rate in the state for emergency room visits by children with asthma.
When people start seeing when dust clouds are blowing through and people are gasping in the streets, they're going to say, we should have done something about this.
In 2003, the state put a $9 billion price tag on a full restoration plan. It included wetlands, wildlife habitat, and a giant dam to create a freshwater recreational lake. When the recession hit, the plan was shelved. Cohen says the state has now committed to protect less than 1% of the sea's total area.
One could make the characterization that they punted. They just said, we'll give them something that no one's ever going to want to touch.
As part of the 2003 transfer deal, the Salton Sea was allotted so-called mitigation water for 15 years. Even with that water, the sea loses almost a foot of elevation annually. Local groups are fighting to establish small restoration projects before the water runs out.
You can see the exposed playa on either side of that that's been caused because the sea has declined over the last 10 years.
You look over Bruce Wilcox is an environmental project manager for the Imperial Irrigation District. He's standing on top of a hill at the south end of the sea, showing me where they plan to establish 750 acres of wetlands. They want to pay for the project by stopping the mitigation water 4 years ahead of schedule, which Wilcox estimates will save the district $60 to $70 million.
What we're suggesting does not restore the Salton Sea. The state still has to do that. But we think that this incremental approach to habitat mitigation here at the sea makes a lot of sense right now.
Debbie Livesay works for the Torres Martinez Native Americans, who own miles of land around the North Shore. She says stopping the mitigation water early will have disastrous effects on the north end of the sea.
I smell environmental justice lawsuits coming. Readily. Big time.
Armed only with grant money, Livesay has managed to set up 65 acres of wetlands and bird habitat. She has plans to build other projects, like floating solar panels and algae farms. But she says to do anything, she needs that mitigation water.
We were never helped out with any of this stuff, and we sure as heck need all of the time we can get to do this entire project. There's no way that we can allow it to be transferred early.
Livesay takes me for a ride in her truck through the wetlands. At the edge of the property, she points across the bay at a mountain ridge several miles away.
Our land will be exposed all the way across to that mountain with a first water transfer.
She says that's how far the sea will recede the first year they stop sending mitigation water.
All the way down there and all the way out to the sea. That's miles of land. Miles and miles of land is going to be exposed all across the north end. And that's all Torres Martinez land.
The State Water Control Board is reviewing the petition to stop the mitigation water ahead of schedule. It will make a decision sometime late next year. But either way, the local projects will only add up to a small drop in a very large bucket. For the California Report, I'm Sam Harnett in Imperial County.